NPR's business news starts with a strike at Boeing still up in the air. It was supposed to be decision day for more than 25,000 union machinists at the giant plane maker Boeing. And the union did make a decision. Union members voted overwhelmingly to walk off the job just after midnight when their old contracts expired. But then union leaders pleaded with workers to wait 48 hours. Joining us from Seattle with more is NPR's Wendy Kaufman. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I gather that a lot of the machinists are not happy about the fact that they are expected to go to work today when they thought they would be on the picket line.
That's right. A stunning 80% of the machinists voted to reject the contract, and 87% voted to strike. It was a stunning number and a stunning rebuke to Boeing's offer. In the union hall last night, they were pumped up. They were holding picket signs. They were hollering and chanting, and they were furious when the union's district president, Tom Robleski, told them that the strike would be delayed. Boeing, he told them, had offered to return immediately to the bargaining table, and the union had been asked by the governor and a federal mediator to postpone its strike.
Brothers and sisters, they got 48 hours to bring a deal that's acceptable to you or it's on. All right? Okay. Brothers and sisters, please hear us out.
Wendy, they do sound mad.
They were furious. They were hooting and hollering. Some were calling union leaders' names, and some pointedly asked, didn't their votes count?
Absolutely, your votes count. And I will tell you what, this Boeing company has heard you. Never, never have they wanted to go back to the table immediately.
So now what happens is a federal mediator has been brought in, and the two sides will begin talking again today. They have until Friday night to try to come up with a solution and a contract that the union agrees with. If not, they'll go on strike. Now, the union has serious problems with this contract. It says that Boeing has posted huge profits. The number being thrown out is $13 billion. And they're saying that they want a piece of that pie. They say the company's offer has takeaways on pensions, health care, and fails to give them the job security commitment that they want.
And what does Boeing say?
Well, Boeing says this is a terrific, outstanding offer. It's the best in the industry. It has an 11% pay raise, a cost of living clause, some additional pension funds, and other incentives. So Boeing says this is a good deal.
What do you see happening with all of this? Are the two sides likely to reach a quick agreement?
I think it's really hard to say, but most experts believe that Boeing really cannot afford a lengthy strike. Its order books are full. Airlines are clamoring for its new 777s and 737s to replace its gas guzzlers. The delivery of its flagship new plane, the 787, is already more than a year behind schedule. As for the union, they say that if they do end up on a strike, they will stay out as long as they have to. And 3 years ago, when they went out on strike, they were out for a month.
Wendy, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman speaking to us from Seattle on the strike at Boeing.